One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Hello, welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Shane.
And I'm Amanda, and we have a very, very special episode, and we have two special guests, Spencer and Courtney.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm Spencer.
Guys.
Courtney.
It's finally the episode. It's been months in the making. Forever ago, Spencer and I pranked Amanda into believing that Five Nights at Freddy's was a true story that really happened.
Yeah.
Which maybe there's some truth to that. And then that led to us playing a bunch of the Five Nights at Freddy's games, which I dreaded. I hated it.
I loved it.
Yeah, this ended up being the best thing for Amanda. But throughout all of this, we have not told Amanda what the actual story is, what's going on. You've been guessing this whole time.
I have.
But today, we're going to do our best because it is there's a lot of depth and there's a lot of debate. But we're going to do our best to explain the real story of Five Nights at Freddy's to you.
Oh.
I want to preface by saying we will, because it's just, there's a whole lot, there's a lot of different theories, and it's all really just a theory.
Okay.
We're probably going to fuck some things up. I know I will. So the
And we know Scott did.
Yeah, whoa. So the comments, there's going to be people who are going to be mad at us. And I'm saying me, because I'm probably going to really...
They're going to be mad at you, Amanda.
No, I can't take that.
But we're going to do our best. We want to just introduce you. And I will say, like, when we get MatPat someday, he can really clear everything up. But before MatPat, we're going to give you the
one. So you guys are going to do your best.
We're going to do our best. Courtney made this awesome board.
That's so good.
Conspiracy board.
For the people who are catching up still on the lore of this situation, why are me and Spencer here?
Spencer and
we
Courtney.
We got married in the...
yeah. Courtney... You got super into Five Nights at Freddy's.
Mm.
I feel like roughly around the time when we pranked Amanda.
A little bit before. It was when we went to Horror Nights and they had the Blumhouse exhibit.
Yeah.
I've always loved animatronics, and like I used to spend hours as a kid Googling like robot dinosaur videos because I was like, that's the coolest thing in the world. Wow. And then we went to this Blumhouse exhibit at Horror Nights where they had the animatronics on display. And I was just so into it. And, like, I had always loved the Jack Black video where he goes, Five Nights at Freddy's. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, I love this vibe. I think I need to dive in. And then that's where it all started.
Yeah.
Wow.
So Courtney, I think, is actually knows far more about the lore than I do. You're invested.
I believe that.
And I actually think by the end of today, you might know more than me. I have realized every step of the way that I'm like, I thought I knew what was going on. I realize I don't.
And Spencer knows more than all of us probably, huh?
Maybe.
Yeah, Spencer, talk about this vest that you're wearing and then go into.
Okay. So last year, Alex and I went to Gen Con, and all the official Gen Con helpers had these fishing vests on. And I was like, those look cool as hell. And so I've kind of been looking for one for a while, and I finally found one on eBay, and so I ordered it.
It's pretty cool.
It's excellent. So does this help you tell the lore?
Yeah, well, you know, I kind of wanted to go all in and dress like a full-on conspiracy theorist, like with like a bucket hat and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know what? This feels like a good time to debut the vest.
I love it.
It's pretty awesome.
I think it's incredible because all of us are in jean jackets, mm-hmm. and you're in this vest.
Yeah, we actually thought you were going to wear a jean jacket with us, and then you showed up in this.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you guys feel?
I feel pretty good.
I feel like you have answers. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, that's the vibe I wanted
yeah.
to put
so
out.
So is it a play on words, like you said, lore,
yeah.
vest?
No, that just struck me.
That worked That's out. That's pretty
struck
sick.
Me like a speeding
wow.
bullet.
Wow.
Before we get into this, I should also say I messed my finger up with a vegetable peeler really bad. And so that's why I have a cast on my fingies.
Was it a vegetable peeler or was it Freddy?
The cut of 24.
It was the cut of 24. No, I truly, the like, Tip of my finger.
No. I heard it too many times now. I can't hear it again. You chopped your
My finger looks like Frankenstein. It's the tip of it had to be sewn back on.
Ah!
And it's like, it's black thread, like a freaking, like a Tim Burton character.
Oh my God, you're literally Five Nights at Freddy's. Like, look at their faces. Like, they look like they're
that's
sewn
you.
Together.
That's me?
That's you.
You just look.
That's you.
No, you're Springtrap.
Okay.
Or Foxy.
What the fuck?
What?
So did you get hit, did you hit both fingers?
Yeah, the very tip of this one, and then this my middle finger is the one that got really messed up.
Oh, so you can't flip me off ever?
Well, he can now. It just looks really silly.
Ew! I can't take that.
And
serious.
When we film, I think we're filming stuff on green screen.
We're gonna have some fun.
Incredible.
Dude. No,
I'm gonna flip
out,
people off, and it's gonna be half my finger.
Turns out Kermit the Frog was a finger donor.
Wow.
Wow.
No, it's Shrek.
Anyways,
that's definitely
no, it's Shrek.
Before we start, I'd like us all to go around and say which character we feel the most connected to in Five Nights at Freddy's.
Okay.
I'll start.
Who are you most connected to?
Chica.
Yeah?
Because I feel like all the other ones were like, whoa, what the hell? And then with Chica, it's like, what the hell is going on? Like, I felt like I wanted to know her.
Yeah.
You know, because she really progressed. In
well,
because like
the second one is when she's suddenly like,
yeah,
well, that's Toy Chica, I think.
Toy Chica, and then she becomes a woman, and then
Shadow Chica,
Nightmare
and
Chica. Then was it Security Breach where she's like kind of a little
well, yeah,
not
that's
well.
A that's not even Chica. That's a whole different. Those are different ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
We'll get there.
Spencer,
Michael Afton, because he smells bad.
Okay.
Don't know who that is.
You'll find out.
Okay, Court.
Bonnie's my favorite, but maybe I'm more connected to Foxy.
Ooh, okay.
Foxy Rising.
And I'm Balloon Boy.
You're Balloon Boy? You're
Hello?
The nightmare?
Hello?
You're such a
Hello?
Nightmare.
Hi.
Oh, God.
Hi.
Okay, let's go.
All right. Before we start now, Amanda, you've been talking about what you think is going on.
Yeah.
What are your theories? What do you believe is the story of?
You go first.
Yeah. Now that you've played all the games, what have you gathered?
Generally, you don't have to nail every single part.
I will give
you
guys
what is going on.
The spark notes. I definitely think there's a fungus going on.
Okay.
There is an underlayer connecting underneath the pizza parlor or whatever it's called.
Okay.
And they're all connected, and like all the like little souls are connected, and they're controlling the animatronics. And when one animatronic gets hurt, the other one feels it.
Oh!
And then when they were at what's the house one? What's
the Five Nights at Four?
So
the bedroom.
When they were there, the animatronics lured the kids to this house to have like a pizza party hangout, and they trapped them there.
Ooh.
And they had to do it like they have to have some type of charismatic powers to make the parents just be like, yeah, sure, take my kid, you know?
Interesting.
And I think it's like they're all working together because they're all fungus underneath.
Okay.
They're all connected.
Well, you're wrong about some stuff, but honestly, Amanda, there's a lot of stuff you're going to be like, wow, I wasn't far
really?
Off. I think.
Okay.
Sort of.
What
oh,
she
God.
Just said? No.
Yeah.
No, that's a different franchise.
Incredible. Every word of what you just said was wrong. No.
Okay.
Billy, what you just said.
Yeah. Fine.
But you did correctly.
I can't wait for you to
learn. Did correctly 1-to-1 do the plot of Resident Evil 7, which was actually incredible.
Yeah. And
that's the plot of Resident Evil 7.
Yep.
Guess you have to play that.
Which we'll be playing.
You're going to love that game.
Wait, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, a lot of fungus.
Is it scarier game. Than...
So much fungus.
It's different.
It's a different kind of
scary. I love fungus in, like, the really positive way, but also, like, to think of it as a scary way is
yeah.
cool.
Oh,
like
yeah.
You like a fun guy.
Yeah, I like a fun guy.
Yeah,
yeah,
totally. Okay, let's begin then with this. Let's start off with the first game. Five Nights at Freddy's.
Okay.
So you're a security guard. Mm-hmm. You're working at a pizza place.
Michael Schmidt.
Mike Schmidt. Nice.
Yeah.
Good memory.
Not Michael. Mike.
Now, something that there was a lot of lore that we probably didn't pick up on because we were talking whenever the phone calls came.
Yeah, we talked the whole time
about it.
Maybe we were like, how do we play?
But in that one, he talks about a bite that happens that I believe, yeah, it's Five Nights at Freddy's 1 that he's talking about.
He talks about the bite of 87.
Yes.
Which is different from the bite of 83.
There's two different bites.
But you only at this point learned about the bite of 87.
Bite of 87.
Okay.
Now, the bite of 87, as far as we know, there's not a ton of details on it, but we know that a guest was bitten by one of the animatronics.
So let me stop you right there.
Okay. Whoa.
So I downloaded all this right before.
Great.
So do you want to start in chronological order?
Yes.
Do you want to start at the beginning?
Yes.
Okay. So in the beginning, there are these two guys. One is William Afton.
Wait, hold on. Stop. Do we really want to go through the entire...
I think I can speed us through and like get us to the games pretty quickly.
Okay.
So there's William Afton.
Okay.
And he is an Imagineer type guy. There's William Afton and then there's Henry Emily and they're business partners.
What a name.
Yeah. So they're business partners and like, we want to make Freddy Fazbear's whatever pizzeria.
Okay.
There's like a million different like Freddy Fazbear's.
Yeah. Cause like first of all, even you're wrong there because they both have their own. And then they kind of started working together.
Oh, yeah. Well, they had Freddy, like, it's like Freddy's Diner or some shit like that.
Yeah. Fredbear's
Family Diner.
Yeah, so the two of them
had their own. They had a restaurant. Now, the animatronics there were, like, normal.
They
were
suits at first.
Or their suits, but it was nothing crazy.
So there were people in the suits.
Well, so William's claim to fame is he invented the spring lock suit, which is it's essentially an animatronic, so it's on stage, it's doing its fucking thing. And then if you like press this button or whatever on the back, it kind of flips open.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what you've been seeing. And then you could get into it and then move it around. So it's like an animatronic slash suit. That's like his.
A little bit of both.
That
would
his
never
technology.
Get in that suit.
But exactly.
No, well, and they're apparently very dangerous because the lock mechanisms could fuck up and then the person inside would get skewered by the suit.
And then so that was like kind of his like claim to fame. And the, you know, they had their thing where, you know, like it was like a Chuck E. Cheese basically.
Yeah.
And then that's when things started to go wrong.
Uh-oh, someone got in the suit, and that's the bite of 87?
Kind
Actually,
of.
No.
So first he had the bite of 83. So he had three kids. William did. William Afton had three kids. Of his three kids, one of them, the youngest one, who you play in Five Nights at Freddy's 4, when you're the little kid running around, he is deathly afraid of the animatronics.
Because he saw something.
I think his name is Evan. So Evan's like the little kid. And
never saw his name. How did you find out his name?
It's in one of the books, I guess.
Oh.
There's books?
Yeah. So, okay, this is why I was nervous about going in chronological order, because I think it might be a lot harder to download to Amanda's mind. But, like, the lore is, basically, Amanda, the lore is so big, and the creator got so deep and entangled in his own lore that there's literally books, there's, like, toy, like, journals that have clues, and Easter eggs are in every piece of his merchandise about this entire franchise. And so it's like there's a lot and it's really at a certain point it's a lot of guessing.
He's actually texting me lore right now.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Scott Cawthorn.
Yeah.
He also had a habit, like people had, like it became a game for people who played the games to find hidden Easter eggs in these video games, basically, where
so
if you had to turn up the brightness on a certain frame in the video game, and then you'd find like a secret word or stuff like that, like, or a code.
That's why,
like,
the lore
it
is
literally
such a big deal.
It's, that's why people are so obsessed with this, is because it's a lot, it's like controversial because there's so many secrets and so many missed things. And there's the biggest way that you learn the lore of these stories is in those mini games where it's the 8-bit stuff. That's where you learn most of the story. And sometimes you don't even get all of those when you play through. And sometimes you have to play it a certain way in order to get a certain cutscene that will tell you something very dark and very
crazy. By like failing it or winning
it. Okay.
Yeah, so we didn't get everything, but we got a lot of good stuff.
So in 4, you're the little kid and you're running around, and those are basically his nightmares. Like, he is having nightmares about
the kid
Evan Afton, I think is his name. Again,
got it.
We just jumped really far.
Well, yeah, so he's running around, he's having all these nightmares and stuff like that, and then, like, you know how, like, you do the mini game and you're kind of walking through and then you see the foxy mask pop out?
Mm-hmm.
That's your older brother, Michael Afton. So that is the older brother, and he knows that you, Evan Afton, are really afraid of the animatronics, so he's kind of scaring you. And then it kind of culminates in a prank where William Afton, and I think you guys saw this, and it's where William Afton No, sorry, Michael Afton. It gets really confusing. Michael Afton, all his buddies, they take Evan Afton, and they're all at the pizzeria, and they're like, hey, stick your head in the machine, stick your head in Freddy Fazbear or whatever fucking thing, and then the machine
animatronics are the
snaps.
Kids.
The kids,
well, not yet.
In the cutscene, the kids put his head in.
Yeah, so they like their prank is like, haha, we're gonna stick you in the animatronic. The animatronic snaps and essentially kills
one of the sons.
The son. So one of the sons, it's a Cain and Abel situation, kills the other son. Well, he technically puts him in a coma or whatever, and like the fifth night is like you in a coma. But yeah, so you, the player of the fourth game, are killed basically at the end by the other son.
Are you sure about that?
Killed yeah.
By the other son. So there's three sons.
There's two sons and a daughter. We haven't even gotten to the daughter
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, I feel
is
like
she Chica?
Yeah.
No. She becomes
Hold on. She's Spencer, on. I think we're really getting ahead of ourselves. I really do.
This is the first in chronological order of the games.
Wow.
Four.
So what? One important thing
this
to know.
This is fun. I'm having three people tell me the lore.
I know. And there's going to be a lot of arguing because it's all theories from different people. Like, you watched a different YouTuber's videos than I did.
Yeah.
So are we have Courtney's different.
Courtney's an expert on the Matt.
I watched all the Matt Pat videos. So I think they're different. I think they have different theories.
Is Matt Pat 100% correct?
Well, there's a lot of controversy because Matt Pat got so deep into the lore that people argued that Scott, the creator, actually was like, actually, yeah, that is the lore because he got so lost in his own story.
Got it. But one thing
that is important also is, yeah, the games are in an order, but that's not the story's order. There's like this 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 sister location, whatever. That's not how the order of it all happening.
Yeah, 4 takes place first.
Yeah, 4.
And 4 is
with the kid
and the rock stars.
No, that's the last one.
Four is the Texas Chainsaw House.
That's the one where you thought the kid was. It's like they're being invited back to this house for the pizza party, but actually you're playing as one of the children of the creator of Freddy.
The
Fazbear.
Animatronics.
While they're still alive.
He's still alive during the game, and then he is killed, I think, between the fourth and fifth night.
Well, and there's controversy because at first the creator said it was all a dream, and then later he said it's actually not, and that there was a lot more to the story. Because there was apparently, Scott said that, I keep calling him Scott like I know him on a first name basis, I don't know this man.
That's what my friend talks about Markiplier. It's really funny. She's like, ugh, I'm watching the new Mark video. I'm like, that's crazy.
Weird. But yeah, like this kid gets bitten and his dad is devastated and is kind of making sure that he can make his son okay again. And that ultimately is what drives him insane.
Yeah.
Why are the animatronics at his house in the fourth one?
Well,
they aren't.
Well, they
up for debate.
It's up for debate there too. But this is he is the creator of these animatronics. So there are theories that, and you were saying like, oh, something's connected underneath. There's theories that there was something connected to him making animatronics and robotics underneath his house that were then tormenting kids.
Okay.
But there's also the thing, the original theory of like, oh, it's all a dream. So it's kind of like, it's up for debate, but there are theories that there was stuff that was coming up that the dad was using.
In the books, it's like very clear that a factory or a facility is connected to a house.
Yeah, that's sister location. That was the...
I think that we should go in order... not based on the games, but in order where like the origin story starts, and give me which game that correlates to.
So that was right? that was four, and then so after the kid is bitten, after his brother shoves him in the animatronic and he's bitten, that is the bite of 83.
That's the first one.
That's the first bite,
and that happens at
in the fourth game.
That happens
diner.
But that
The fucking, the names of all, like, the pizzerias, it's, like, the diner, the pizzeria, the pizza store, like, it doesn't, frankly, make any sense. But it's, like, basically they keep closing and reopening and closing and reopening, and it's confusing, and I think we should de-emphasize, like, the names of the, basically, like, it happened at one of the pizza places.
Okay.
Know that there are multiple locations of Freddy Fazbear's Pizza. Like, because it was successful, so they opened up new ones. Got but it. Sometimes they would close down because of controversies such as that.
Yeah, like controversies. Like there was one location where they had the animatronics, and then there was, for some reason, kids kept getting murdered at this place, so they closed it down. Then they opened a new location with those newer, the toy animatronics that you see, supposedly. I think I have that right. And those ones were built with this special predator pedophile detecting security wear in their technology for some reason. And then it still just like keeps happening and they don't know why.
So the animatronics started killing kids after they bit the creator.
We haven't gotten to the concept of possession, or like as it happens in the Five Nights at Freddy's universe. So after a child is killed in or around the animatronic, typically they will possess the animatronic. And
the child's soul will possess the animatronic.
And the first instance of this is in the fourth game, which is the first in the chronological order. After the child is bitten, Evan, he kind of takes he's in the Fredbear animatronic. And the Fredbear one's confusing.
I remember that, because didn't he say, like, climb in me to be safe?
That was security breach.
That's security breach, and that's
Oh.
I wouldn't worry about that game.
There's Fredbear, and
the game is not good.
No, there's Fredbear, and then there's Freddy Fazbear. It's fucking in there. There's Golden Freddy.
I think we're, okay, if I can pause for a second, I think we're getting into a lot of nuances first. I'd rather us focus on William Afton.
Yeah.
And that story first, and then we can start branching out into the more nuanced things.
Yes. So for William Afton has two sons and a daughter. One son accidentally kills the other son.
Yep.
And this drives William basically crazy.
Yep.
He's already kind of a crazy guy. Yeah. He's already a very determined, like, think about, like, you know, the weird types out there who run big companies.
And he's obsessed with his craft.
Yeah, he's obsessed with animatronics.
Mad scientist.
And he wants to make these things. He's also got a fear of death, a lot of people talk about in their theories, and a desire to live forever kind of thing. Now, he starts going crazy after his son's bite. And he has his business partner, Henry.
When you say bite, is he dead?
He's in dead.
Basically,
he goes into a coma and then he dies.
Yeah.
Oh.
But he has his business partner, Henry Emily, who he feels a lot of animosity and jealousy towards.
Why?
Henry Emily had, they had different, they both had, like, they made animatronics, basically. Henry Emily made a different kind, and they were, like, newer. And when they had come together, they had kind of disputed over which animatronics would be on the stage and stuff. And I think there's a lot of resentment from William Afton, and it was just like they didn't get along very well, and they didn't stay working together for very long.
So which animatronics did Henry Emily make?
He made, if we're going back further, then they did originally start by having their own restaurant types of places.
Yep.
And Henry Emily was known for having Chica's Party World or something like that. He had made Chica. And he had made...
Is he more of the rock star?
He made Bonnie.
He made Bonnie and...
because William Afton had this one. And there was disputing over which
they used to
Bonnie
get in
be
the,
on stage.
When they were at the diner, they would be the ones in the costumes.
Right, I was wondering that.
Yeah, so I think Henry would be Bonnie and William would be Fredbear.
Yeah. Oh. So they came together to make the diner.
Okay.
And then they eventually opened Freddy Fazbear's Pizza. So they were doing really well. But William Afton starts to lose his fucking mind.
Yeah.
And he's crazy.
Right.
And he's becomes kind of a sadistic monster.
Okay.
And he eventually, I believe, he murders children. And the first one he murders is Henry Emily's daughter.
Oh.
This is after, though, he loses his own daughter.
Yeah, but that's too deep.
We'll go back to that later.
Oh,
because I wanted to get just to the main Five Nights first. So he kills Henry Emily's daughter, and now we get into the whole
family dispute.
Yeah, but I don't think Henry Emily knows that William Afton's the one who killed her.
And how does he kill her? He goes into the animatronic.
She is outside of a birthday party at like one of the establishments.
You see this in an 8-bit cutscene.
And she is being protected by the puppet.
The puppet is someone who Henry Emily makes to basically protect kids from, like, the murderous.
He's the scariest.
Really? Yeah.
He's the scariest.
I'm pretty sure.
See, because the theory I read is once she is murdered, William Apton murders her, she then, her ghost, her spirit, possesses the puppet.
That is correct.
Do you remember the puppet thing that if you didn't wind the thing up?
I remember. And the little kid that came up.
Yeah. Balloon Boy.
Balloon Boy. So,
Shane
possesses the puppet. But then William Afton, and we'll probably dial it back at some point, but William Afton then continues killing kids.
And it's because he wants to, like, it's because he keeps just wanting to bring back his own kid, basically.
He wants to learn more about how the possession stuff works. So he's like, if I can, like.
So his kid can come back even if he's possessed.
Exactly. I think you have it on there.
Mad scientist.
I will put you back together. That's what he says to his son as his son is, like, slipping into death from the coma.
And I think there's probably different theories on his reasoning why, but we know for sure that he murders a bunch of kids. Now, he murders a bunch of kids, and with the help of now that the girl is possessing the puppet, she helps guide these kids' spirits into the animatronics.
Henry Emily's like, what's happening?
Exactly.
Pretty much. You were saying it was a fungus. We finally get to one of the answers, big answers. You thought it was a fungus. It was actually that all of these animatronics that you saw in Five Nights at Freddy's 1 have the ghosts of children that the creator had murdered, and they possessed these animatronics.
And supposedly in one of the cutscenes of when the first kid gets or is it the second kid? No. Basically, William Afton would stuff their bodies into the animatronics to hide them. And apparently one of his kids saw that, and that's why he was so afraid of the animatronics at some point.
None of the owner's kids are actually in the animatronics except for the puppet.
Well, Henry Emily's
daughter is in the puppet.
But otherwise, none of just other kids that what he would do is he would get in the Freddy suit, he would lure kids to the back and then kill them.
Remember we saw an old man in the Freddy suit?
That's William Afton.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
Remember?
And what color was he?
At the fourth one, it was the beginning part. It almost looked like Pac-Man game.
Yeah.
Remember it was like dee 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 dee. And then it
what
like
color?
An old man.
That's when I say 8-bit. That's that pixely.
Yeah. What color what? Oh. Yeah, but then I remember the purple one looks familiar, but then I remember I could actually tell it was an old man.
Interesting.
In the Freddy suit, and I can't remember which one it was.
So he wasn't old, he was dead. I think if what you're talking about, because essentially, we'll get there. But so...
That should be the title of this podcast.
We'll get there.
Essentially, we'll get there.
So after the fourth game, blah, blah, blah. Then you have, the daughter, Emily's daughter, dies, becomes the puppet.
Wild.
Then you have the events of Five Nights at Freddy's 2.
Henry Emily's daughter was murdered by William
Afton. Afton.
And William Afton's the murderer. He's killing.
He's the bad guy.
he is the ultimate bad guy.
And my God. And then you have the events of Five Nights at Freddy's 2, which is the one where you're kind of, you're sitting there in the security room, and it's like,
the vents.
It's black in front of you. You kind of click the flashlight.
Yes.
So that one you play.
And Springtrap is the only one that.
That's three.
No, that's three. That one's it's confusing.
Okay,
three.
Two is the one where you didn't need to use the cameras.
That's the mask you put on.
Yes. I thought the mask. Right. I thought the mask was also you use the flashlight in front and Springtrap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not Springtrap. No.
So two is three is the one where you're just seeing that guy.
That bunny guy that messed up. That's
the
Springtrap.
That moved differently.
Yeah.
The one who'd be peeking out the doorway and he'd be looking at you.
Oh, yeah.
That's
Springtrap.
Two is the one we did mostly in VR where you have to pick the thing up and put it on.
Yes, the mask.
And they come straight down. And
that's where Chica's suddenly different looking.
And also huge in VR.
Yeah.
She is so tall in VR.
Mm-hmm. So the second one you play as, I think, kind of just a normal security guard for the first five nights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's the security shirt that makes the animatronics be like, oh, you're the bad guy.
Yeah.
Why? Oh, because William.
Yeah.
Got it.
But then
it's a purple shirt.
Basically at the end of Five Nights at Freddy's 2, you are killed off screen. That is the bite of 87. That is when
William
you have
Afton your... is? No, no. Oh, sorry. Me, the yeah, security you, guard. Yeah,
you, the security guard, and two, you have your frontal lobe bitten out and, like, at a birthday party because the phone guy who calls you is like, hey, like, I need you to, like, you know, wear the security guard outfit and stay close to the animatronics, and then your frontal lobe is bitten out.
The security guard is William Afton.
No, no. And then
come on.
And then after he dies, there is like a sixth or seventh night, I'm not sure which, and that's when you take over and you play as Michael Afton, the other son, the son who accidentally killed his brother.
But is he alive?
He's alive. The brother.
How does he live with himself?
He's alive, but he smells bad.
Yeah, he's alive, but he smells bad.
Why is that? Why is that part of it?
okay. But then, so after two ends, then it goes into one. And one, you
in the chronicle in the order
in, or in chronological order. Then it's one, and that is where you're playing as Mike Schmidt, aka Michael Afton, who is William Afton's son. Who is basically he's going around, and at the end, when it's like you're fired for tampering with the electronics, it's because he's kind of trying to find and like dismantle like everything that's happening.
So Michael is trying to. So Michael killed his brother. He's trying to dismantle the animatronics because he feels bad that he killed his brother and he wants to stop his dad, or
yeah, more or less
he wants to stop his dad. Does he feel bad that he killed his brother?
Of course.
Yes, I think he does.
He was a kid as well.
He was a kid as well. So he's actually, so who's the person calling?
I think that might be William Afton.
It's also, it's up for debate whether it's a phone call.
That's what I just said and you said no.
Oh, I thought you were saying who the security guard is.
No, the guy calling.
Yeah. I think it's, I'm not sure. I think it might be.
I've never heard that it's William Afton. I've heard that it was Courtney.
But it's also, it's up for debate if it's actually a phone call or if it's a tape that you're listening to.
Oh,
and not
that's what it says
time.
On there. Phone call or tape on the board.
Yeah.
Oh.
So yeah.
God, the guy who created this was probably like, "What did I do?"
Well,
literally.
What's funny is, as Courtney said, like these games would be made, but then MatPat and other theorists would like create this story that they think is going on, and that would then affect
the games
what he then makes, and they're kind of one upping each other.
Yeah, because
so that's
sometimes
why things...
their theories would be like better than his lore, and then he'd be kind of stubborn and wanting to be like, actually, it's something else, and try and like it was a very like.
So
like,
they were saying? Literally Matt Pat and this creator was literally Henry, Emily, and William.
Exactly.
Scott,
that's just a theory.
In many ways, yeah, Scott was William Afton and Matt Pat was Henry, Emily, and there was some jealousy. There was a lot of
sounds
stuff.
Like it.
It's, you know what it's like? Do you remember the movie The Village?
Of course.
Do you remember how that ending got leaked months before the movie came out, and then M. Night Shyamalan changed the ending, and the ending then sucked?
The ending sucked, but I do not remember there being a leak.
I don't remember.
That's Ron Howard's daughter, and then Ron Howard's daughter, and then what's that other actor's name who was in?
We do this every
episode.
I've never
seen
it.
Who is that actor?
I've never seen it.
So much to cover.
Anyways, so back to this. But that's what was going on, and that's why the lore is confusing, and there's a lot of debate, and things often don't make sense, or there's very different takes.
That I can understand.
Because, you know, like I said, Courtney is from the school of MatPat. There's a lot.
Spencer's from the school of Vest.
Yeah,
Spencer's from the school of Vest. I don't know what's going
and
on.
And you're from the
I thought I knew what was going on in every single sentence that said, I'm like, I know as much as Amanda. I knew that, but I wanted to get to the big first thing, which is
great.
That it's ghosts. It's ghosts of children.
That are
controlling
now, the children are, what is their motive to like move around? They're trying to find William Afton, or they're just trying to live and have a party?
I don't think they're trying to live and have a party. I think they are probably vengeful spirits.
Are they vengeful?
They're trying to get William Afton to stop. Yeah.
Got it. Understood.
So, do we now move on to Five Nights at Freddy's 3?
Sure. I don't know much about this one.
Oh, this is the one that I think
perfect. Let me.
Yeah. So Five Nights at Freddy's 3 is the one where it's kind of more of like it's years in the future. And it's like, we want to make this haunted, based on all these stories we've heard about Freddy Fazbear's and all the weird shit that's gone on there and the murders and supposed things that have happened. We want to make this horror attraction.
Real fast, do you remember which one 3 is?
3 is the one where it's just that yellow rabbit coming. And then you'd have the flashes on screen, but you wouldn't be dead. And
you'd turn it off and then you'd hear, is that what you're talking about?
That's the bedroom.
No. That weird hallway that it was really dark and it was like a little game and you turn on the light and
you'd have
to wrap to the spot.
That was four. That was four.
That's a mini game.
That's a mini game in four. Three is the one with the computer where you'd have to reboot. Remember? It's like reboot all.
Let me show you what the room looks like in FNAF 3.
Yeah.
If that. It's like where you're in that room like the whole time. It's the one like, where he pokes his head out of the. It's like he'll walk by.
It might blend into wanting to.
Okay.
Yeah, that's one where you have to turn to the computer and it's like, oh, I have to reboot the systems.
Oh. Remember? We had to keep rebooting, and I was like, let's just reboot it all at once, and you were like, no, don't do that.
Just reboot the vents. Just reboot the whatever.
I remember when I was told not to do something. That gets me back.
Yeah, so we
got in trouble, and we had to take you out back?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
It was awful. It's that one.
Only being chased by the yellow rabbit, but there's the weird faces that would just pop up sometimes.
Yes.
It's jarring. That was the first one where you, like, cried.
Oh,
God.
That's why I forgot it.
Yeah,
and then you would see there was one really fucked up, messed up robot animatronic thing on the ground in one of the cameras. There was different eras where they would take away certain animatronics or bring in other ones.
Yes.
They vaulted them.
And those shadows that you saw was their spirits. And it was like kind of the game being that, so it's like you could get scared but still play. But it was like, they called it Nightmare or Shadow Bunny.
It's because you had to like, it's because you were like running out of air. Remember you had to like reset the air?
I remember that. The ventilation.
Yeah.
But we're only running away from that yellow rabbit.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Rabbit.
Yeah.
What is your theory? Did you have a theory on who that yellow rabbit was? Springtrap. There's just the one guy. And we'd be sitting there being like, fuck you. Like, don't
I remember that. Well, now I have more of a theory than I did back then. Maybe it's you said none of the kids are in the animatronics.
Well, the spirits of children are in these animatronics.
So which spirit of... Yeah, but...
But the bodies were eventually found. They did, like, find, but then the animatronics were still left behind.
Oh, so the possession. So it wouldn't be, Springtrap wouldn't be the youngest son, the Bite of 83.
I like that guess, though. The story is pretty insane. You're probably not going to...
Tell me.
It's a lot. So I know the general one.
And then we can
add the details. So William Afton's killing all these children, right?
Yeah.
But he eventually ends up... He goes back to the Five Nights at Freddy's, or he goes back to Freddy Fazbear's Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
He's there, and then he sees the ghosts of these children,
and it's famously known that it's five of them.
Five of these children, and he sees them. He's freaking out. They chase him and corner him. We got to this cutscene at one point in Five Nights at Freddy's 3.
Yes,
where they all show up, and you see this yellow bunny suit.
Yes.
And there's this purple guy, and you're like, who's this purple
guy? Uh-huh.
He then is like, okay, you're not going to get me. I'm going to stop you.
I'm going to hide in this suit.
I'm going to get in this suit.
William Afton.
The guy who killed all these children, the guy behind it all, he gets into this suit, and then the spring lock stuff messes up, and it skewers him and just completely decimates his body
So he's now possessed.
This is what's really crazy. Fucks him up. He's there in this room. Nobody finds him for decades, and he doesn't die. He refuses to die because he's such a hateful, vengeful, crazy person.
The little of hate I aspire to.
This is where the game takes a train to crazy town.
Okay.
He doesn't die. He's just in the suit basically as this like weird, undead, robotic nightmare person.
Oh.
And he's there until that's found and it's brought to that horror attraction. And so that is literally William Afton coming after you. He's just a murderous... monster.
And one of the fun things that's on this board that's like, for example, of how people are putting some of these things together is this kid who's leading the other kids in chasing him. You see on this shot, there's a tear streaming down with an eye. Very similar to these are tears going down the puppet's face.
Yeah. That is so sad.
So that's Henry Emily's daughter who is leading helping all these spirits get revenge. And then he's like, I refuse to die. I refuse. Oh. So then he's in this suit now, and he just doesn't die because he just doesn't die.
And he's the worst looking one.
Yeah, he's super
messed
up. Yeah,
that's why he moved differently than the animatronics that were just like...
Yeah, because he doesn't understand.
Well,
because
he's a body. He's like, they're just spirits within a
actual animatronic.
And so he's literally...
That is so scary. I think that if I knew that, the games would be scarier.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I think that made it less scary for me because I'm just like, oh, there's all this crazy lore behind this.
I think attaching like... I know it's not true. Well, I don't know. Attaching those type of facts to it would make it scarier for me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are there any questions you have, like, as far as the first four games that you are curious about?
So William Afton's son, Michael, killed his brother by accident. He was young. He felt really, really bad about it. So he became the security guard. And William Afton was like, oh, fuck, I can't believe this is happening. But, like, I want to keep going. And then because he was so upset, he wanted to figure out the possession of his own son. He started killing kids, stuffing them in the animatronics. And the animatronics started coming after him as them, the possessed souls. Mm-hmm. And then he had this, during all of that, William Afton had this, like, kind of, like, fuck you, one-upping situation with Henry Emily. And then he kills Henry Emily's daughter. And then she becomes a puppet and then kind of protects the realm. And then... all the souls of the kids go after him, and then he jumps into the yellow bunny, and then he's now Springtrap and fucked up. That's what I've gotten so far.
Honestly,
pretty good. You gathered it really well.
Yeah, look, people in the comments might dispute some things, but
you know
the general story.
I like,
Shane, your comments are gonna be a nightmare.
I like information. Like, I didn't realize this about myself, but. Garde's always just like, okay, you won't like say yes until you get all the information. Like, I love information so much, so I am eating this up right now. Whether it's true or not, whatever. This is our theory.
Also, for people cool watching, we will have you watch the MatPat videos so you can then fully know, but this is like the introduction to
I'll
it.
Watch him if I can meet him.
Because this is us regurgitating MatPat as far as we interpreted it to you. So it's a game of telephone, and we're probably fucking up a lot. But that's okay. This is fun.
Big question. Should I watch the movie?
I want to watch it with you.
Okay. Fuck yeah.
But it's also, the movie doesn't align very much with this lore. It's confusing.
It's a kind of a different
It's thing. A weird Frankenstein.
Okay. More of a reboot.
Honestly, it's visually really cool. Blumhouse did the best they could with the script.
Got it. Understood.
And they had, I think, Jim Henson company make all the puppets.
Not even joking, no.
It's really cool looking.
That's really
cool. Or sorry, not the puppets, really but like crazy. The
animatronics. And
Jim Henson. And
yeah, his like son and like, because I think his son took over the company.
It's really cool.
His son took over the company because he did what to his other kid?
Yeah, because okay. Jim Henson. Oh. See, Jim Henson and Stan Winston had a.
No, we're joking that it's a Henry Emily, William Afton situation.
No, Jim Henson was a real
No. Guy. Okay, what else?
Okay, I guess we get into sister location now.
Which takes place kind of in between 4 and 2.
Up for debate.
Sister location is...
That was the one where you guys... It was the first one where you guys were like, this is really different. It's like where you're like crawling and you
you're
have to keep stopping.
Oh, it's I was not
you're...
a fan of this one. The door.
Yeah, you're trying to hold the door
the
from
goddamn
the
goddamn door.
Yeah, it's awful.
You're holding right. The door from, yeah, that baby.
The baby. Oh, this one drove me nuts. Okay.
Yeah. So that one, you are playing as Michael Afton.
I believe so.
Yes. And I heard chronologically that this could take place who fucking knows when. Mm. But you are playing as Michael Afton. Now, the crazy thing about this one, do you remember this girl was the one who was like talking to us and leading us around
she
the whole
place? She talked so much, man.
So the theory is that is William Afton's daughter.
Who got scooped?
Scooped?
You just used the word scooped. She didn't know what that is.
What's scooped?
She got scooped.
What's scooped?
Did she get scooped?
She got scooped.
Give me the definition of scooped.
So these animatronics had, they were like a different model, very different from the other stuff. and they had these weird, mysterious storage compartments in their abdomen. And so you might have seen in some of the gameplay where you look at blueprints of these animatronics that it, like, you could almost see like a child inside of the abdomen of these things. And so basically the kids love these. Some of the kids love these animatronics. The daughter loved them. Some of the cutscenes you see the brother, like, seeing her in the backyard playing with her little FNAF dolls. And
she was just like Courtney.
Yeah, and like you might have heard a recording of the daughter being like, hey, like, why won't you let me near the animatronics? Like, I really, didn't you make her for me?
Oh.
And that made, and the daughter saying that made this one, because they wanted to be alive. It was like a weird storm of William Afton wanting to create life for himself to live on forever, but also it was just this. This factory wasn't just making these animatronics. It was harvesting children's souls. And because there was something special and magical about a child's soul that is, like, truly magic and can be, like, used as this, like, infinite energy that he was trying to use. And so she snatches the kid up and puts her in there, and then she's like stuck in there.
She scoops her. Starts. Is that what scooping is?
Scooping is a thing that happens in the factory where it's like supposedly for the robots, but it ends up being like done to people.
Oh.
And it becomes this weird back and forth where William Afton is trying to basically create life, and then these robots want to be alive.
Oh.
So there's books and there's cutscenes that kind of make it that there it's potentially
feels like one of those typical stories where, like, the mad scientist, his project takes over.
Yeah.
Ex Machina.
That's very much. I think FNAF.
That's what this feels like.
FNAF is just like Ex
it's
Machina.
Kind of.
Yeah. Essentially, his daughter. So he's already lost the son. He's already lost Ethan or what is
Evan.
It? Evan.
Bite of 83.
Yeah, he already lost Ian Hecox from Smog. and then he's like, I can't, this can't happen again, blah, 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 blah. And then, you know, as he's like making all these other robots because he's fucking stupid, his daughter is left alone with baby. And baby.
And baby's like, baby wants baby inside of baby.
Exactly. And then baby kills and then is ultimately possesses, I don't remember.
Her eyes change colors. In the game, you see the daughter has, I think it's the daughter has blue eyes and baby had green eyes. And when that might be switched. And then when the daughter possesses the robot, her eye color changed to the daughter's color.
Oh, because baby's like, I want to know what it's like to have the child's soul in me.
Well, if you listen, I listened to this like right before we did this. You hear, it's when you're like pulling the fucking door shut.
I hate that door.
It's like when you're in the door, you hear baby talking to you and baby's like, hey, like, I was in the room with this girl and, you know, I gave her ice cream and the next thing I knew, like, she was inside my stomach.
She was like,
that's where, I think you guys heard her. She's like, oh, like the screaming stopped like really quickly.
I remember this now. That makes it way scarier. Whereas like when I was doing it, I was so annoyed with the fucking door now I would be like, oh God.
And I think that is the
freaky,
if I can get bigger picture here for a minute, I think that's what's hard to do about horror and like horror games, especially.
You have to know,
like,
the lore.
Well, no, it's like the second you get frustrated, the second it kind of becomes not scary. And I think that's what you guys were encountering a lot in the newest one. It's like
security breach. Yeah.
The second you guys,
we were getting frustrated, so we weren't as scared, so the game wasn't as fun.
Yeah, like you want in a horror game to feel like, if you fail, then it just becomes frustrating. But if it's like, if you feel like you're about to fail, that's when it's really scary.
Yeah, tension is what's scary, and that's why, like, when we did VR. What was so scary for me is I never saw the animatronics. And that actually made it worse for me because I was just like waiting to see them.
The Jaws effect. Because that's the thing with horror is like sometimes it's a perfect amount of mystery that makes it more scary. And I think that that's also why those games weren't as scary, because you're seeing too much. You're seeing way too much.
They're like interacting with you. You're like crawling around in Freddy Fazbear. He's like, he's walking you around like... They're in full daylight.
And the movie fucks up in that way where you see too much and you're like, you get the ick.
You don't want to see too much. It's like the classic movie Halloween. Like, that was one of the first real horror movies that really did that so well, which is what you don't see is the scariest part. Mm. I mean, it's just a guy with a mask, but that movie is terrifying. Mm-hmm.
It's why, like, my favorite of all the games, and the one I had the most fun playing, was the first one. Because it's just so minimal, and you're just truly in a room, you're looking at security cameras, and they're just there. They're just static. Mm-hmm. They're not moving around, and that always freaked me the hell out the most. Once you get later on, you're seeing them move around. I'm just like, I'm not as scared now. Like, it's not, there's too much going on when it's just like still
also
images.
Also security cameras.
Yeah.
Knowing, I think the knowing that they're getting closer, but you can't see them. You can only see them through like a blurry image.
No, it's brilliant, frankly.
Like signs.
It's really, really brilliant.
Do you want to get back to it?
Yeah. A theory that maybe I misinterpreted this from MatPat, but I think something that made me less scared, just thinking about the story itself, is at the end, because we didn't beat a lot of these games, but at the end
well,
of...
Well, we tried.
We did try. We tried our best. We really did. But at the end of Sister Location, and you're playing as Michael Afton, what happens at the end of that game is that you get scooped.
Yeah.
You get led to a room by Baby. She leads you to a room, and it then scoops everything out of him, and then he is replaced.
They replace what they scooped out with animatronic, like a machine.
So Michael Afton is actually an animatronic.
Which animatronic?
Just
He's a human with animatronic insides. Then it starts getting really messed up because then these robots, they start wanting to take on the people. It's like the roles are reversed, and there's cutscenes of him walking around in the world, and his body gets more and more messed up because he's basically this walking corpse, but with a machine moving his body.
And so he smells bad.
That's why he's stinky.
Wait, guys, I don't remember playing it and having the smell bad thing ever be a thing.
Well,
it's a cutscene. I don't get it either.
It's only at the end when it's like fired for like tampering with a machine and odor.
Oh, I remember that. And I was like, that's weird.
So
that makes
a lot of stuff crazier is that the entire time you're playing as an animatronic person.
Kind of.
The rest of those games are... Hmm? When am I playing as an animatronic?
As one, in Five Nights at Freddy's 1 and 2. You're playing as Michael Afton, who has been scooped and is a dead guy. But who's still like
is trying to fix
he's
it?
He's driven to solve the or like resolve the
make
murders.
Amends for his father's mistakes. Wow!
So he's trying to like the William Afton was like had a like a side quest of like making synthetic people almost like, and that's what Michael Afton ended up becoming was like because it's like robot inside, person outside, and a lot of the books are like. I guess they're not the best written, but like there's books where it's like about the daughter and how she might have been taken on by Baby, but the story is about this young girl who's like she's grown up and then she starts to learn that she's not a real person and she was supposedly the daughter of William Afton. So like there's all these weird, interesting side plots of him. He literally tried to recreate his kids with this soul energy and with robotics.
I see. So the kids are just dealing with the father's madness.
Did you ever meet her?
I do remember her.
She's the one in the dark room that we're trying to hide. She
the ballerina.
She sings.
Yes.
Mother.
Yeah.
So it's really annoying to me because MatPat at first totally dismissed her, and a lot of people don't really pay attention to her, but it's like so obvious to me that William Afton made her after his wife because there's so many like cutscenes where there's an upset, disgruntled wife, and literally Baby, the daughter, and then this woman. So that's why I put mother, because it's like very obviously, like I don't think it's her soul, but I think she left him and he wanted to replace her in a sense.
She definitely
left That's
him.
My personal theory.
I believe that. That feels like it's definitely.
Like why else? And then people are like, no, he just wanted to make more sexy characters because there is this community that like totally sexualizes the animatronics and it's a thing. It's a different.
It's a pretty awesome community.
And it's frankly
and
pretty
remember,
sick.
Remember, these are children.
Yes. So what was funny is when you were like talking about Chica, it's like, is Chica a baby or a woman? It's like, she's
both.
Kind of both, but a ghost of a child.
Well, she's both But the young child is stunted in growth. They're not growing up to be adults, right?
I guess not.
Then again, why did the animatronic change so much? Is it a different animatronic?
It's just constantly new models.
So it's a different model. So the kid goes off and possesses the new models?
No, I don't think so.
I think they're just fully different.
They're like updated.
So maybe it's a possession of someone else, but it's not an adult.
Well, I think he also murdered more kids than those five.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, those are just the original five. So yeah, I think you're right where it's like, yeah, he was literally like harvesting children's soul energy in this sister location facility where he's creating all these robots, and that's wow. what like, powered them.
And that's where you see it's like the underground. Like it is like the sister location. I think it might be under his house.
And that's
where the fungus is.
Where the fungus is.
The fungus is the soul energy.
I don't think we really addressed, but in Five Nights at Freddy's 4, you know where you're like the sun, you're running around and blah blah blah.
Yeah, that sun was so annoying.
You know, there's like the animatronic, the little mini Fazbear on the bed.
Uh-huh.
That's how the dad would kind of keep him in check. It's got like camera eyes. And I think you see the footage like of that, like later in the game.
His little toy, and it talks to him, right?
Yeah. That's like, you know, his surrogate dad kind of like, you know.
I thought it was just like him, yeah, just surveying his son.
Yeah. So like there's like surveillance cameras in all throughout the house.
So when the little kid Evan is going through one of the games, he's not dead yet.
He's not dead, but he dies in the game, like kind of like off camera.
Well, because sometimes in the gameplay you see like hospital stuff. You might not have paid attention to the environment. Yeah. So much.
Well, I don't think y'all got that far. Understandable.
Is so scary.
That game's a nice.
Yeah, there are occasional moments, I guess, in the game where and I need to just watch someone else play it again, because I watched Markiplier play it, but you'll occasionally see, like, is it like an IV or something?
Yeah.
You'll
see, like
hospital
bottles.
So it's like once you're on the fourth night or fifth night.
Yeah.
And so you're like, oh, wait, why is the environment kind of changing? And it's because then, I guess, supposedly, you're then playing.
Yeah, so like the first four nights, you're like having a nightmare. And then in between's like night 4 and 5 or 5 and 6 or whatever, that's when the bite of 83 occurs.
You're in the coma.
And you're in the coma. And then like as you're dying, you have like the one last like nightmare. And that's when your father's like, I will put you back together.
That's truly the most horrifying plot line of any of the games. And that is also the worst game to play. It is so terrifying.
I love that we're putting all of this information and then attaching game to it.
I know. It's
like game.
And the game is like so minimal and silly.
Yeah, no, because when in Matt Pat's videos, he's telling all this lore and story and showing cutscenes, but he doesn't show a single lick of gameplay. It's so interesting.
Well, it's because you see the gameplay and you're just like,
yeah.
You're just like, the gameplay is not, it's,
sitting
yeah.
Sitting guy.
But it's funny, I mean, even all these like horrific events, when you see them in the cutscenes, it's just like, and then like the worst thing ever happened, you see like
those silly little
all told in 8 so do things. We know which kids are in which animatronics?
I don't think like
there is content
I
that
think
says
there's like they all have, like ooh. Like one of the kids, I think one of the kids' names is like Fritz or something silly.
It's Fitzgerald.
Who's in Chica? That's what I want to know.
A little girl.
She's hungry.
Now, I don't even know the answer to this, but is like another kid in Balloon Boy and stuff? Is it?
I don't know the Balloon Boy.
We gotta give this a Shane. This is his obsession. He needs to.
Okay, so there is a child within Balloon Boy. His name is Shane Top.
Yeah, it's me.
And he keeps coming in. Hello.
Hello.
It's me.
Hello.
Hello.
So we need to know Balloon Boy lore.
I don't know Balloon Boy lore.
I don't either.
Same.
I think I wanted to cover just that it's ghosts.
Yeah, and there was a lot of these animatronics, like the puppet, it was supposed to be like surveillance by like purpose.
Yeah.
And it was a surveillance thing for not just for the kids' spirits, but like when it was built for
Henry Emily,
the pizza place, it was to watch kids.
Oh.
Just to like, oh, I'm sorry.
So Balloon Boy's, his pronouns are he, him. According to the Five Nights at Freddy's wiki,
the Five Nights at Freddy's wiki is fan made.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, it's all fan made, but the creator of these games be popping off on Twitter, or at least used to be.
Yeah, there's no lore on the wiki.
Good
well,
job.
Well, I guess the
literally interrupted me deep into some lore to give us nothing. Go off, girl. Give us nothing.
He wears blue pants and simple brown shoes.
Wow. See, I didn't know that.
See, I actually didn't know that. Due to the fact that his only lines of dialogue depict him saying hello, hi, and laughter, Balloon Boy's personality is not clearly specified.
Yeah.
But the way that all of those these animatronics that were being made, and with the timeline being all crazy, this sister location where it was the facility where they, like, they made a lot of these animatronics weren't just in the facilities. They were also rented out to birthday parties. So there was, like, I think you could see a schedule of availability, for each of the animatronics, and you could see, like, oh, Chica wasn't available because she was either in maintenance or at a party, and, like, so Balloon Boy could have been made, and then they all just, like, had some – at some point, they just had a soul, a generic soul that was just taken at some point.
Mm. We haven't even gotten to Brother Location.
But doesn't that – is that made up?
Yeah.
But doesn't that suck that you die and you have to possess and then you have to work kids' parties? It's almost like getting killed and then you're like, all right, well, you're dead. Sorry about that. Go work this princess party. You're going to be Cinderella for a bunch of 10-year-olds.
A fate worse than death.
Yeah.
I think Balloon Boy, like, some might just legit be animatronics, because, like, the animatronics work.
They do.
Like, you can, like, they Balloon do. Boy might just legit just be an animatronic.
Like, they sing songs and give ice cream. Like, that's, like, the whole thing.
Have you met, like, ever met Charles Entertainment and... Cheese?
No.
Chuck E. Cheese?
Oh.
What's his full name?
So when I was a kid, I did not like going to Chuck E. Cheese because I don't like animatronics and dolls. I get scared of them.
I don't like dolls. Animatronics.
I'm not around animatronics that much, but, like, I don't. I remember Chuck E. Cheese, like, being like, even remember in the Goofy movie when they, like, went to go to, like, a pizza place and they had fake animatronics and it was kind of a scary scene. Do you remember that?
Well, I mean, what's crazy is one. So, you know how the thing that started all of this, which was them telling you that Five Nights was a true story. The game itself is roughly inspired by a true story that happened at Chuck E. Cheese. And this is, trigger warning, it is, like, based on a real murder that happened. It was an ex-employee came into a Chuck E. Cheese after hours, like, a party was running late and five employees were still there, five. And they were all, they were shot. And he thought he killed all five of them, but the fifth person was still alive, survived, and then that person was put to trial and arrested.
So that person was able to be like, this person
thought he killed all of them in a Chuck E. Cheese. They were not in the suits.
Well, I need to look this up.
Yeah, that's what started it all.
Whoa.
And that was in the early 90s, I believe.
Damn.
This is, like, it's such a crazy story, but it's also, like, you know how they say there's, like, 10 stories and we just keep doing theories based on those 10 main stories? This is true. It's, like, very much greed, hunger, greed, jealousy, and, like, having a bunch of people pay for, like, one person's greed and their mistakes. It's very much that story. But shall I say, it's also very fungus-like because everything is connected and all the animatronics are also, they're kind of like talking to each other. So really, I was correct.
It's like a spectral fungus.
Well, the creator of Five Nights at Freddy's could come out and say, you know what, actually, Amanda's correct.
He might tweet.
He could change it all and then we're just like, that's it. That's true now.
I doubt it, but that's awesome.
Yeah.
This was unbelievable.
Yeah, there's also so much we didn't touch on.
Yeah.
Some things might have been out of order. Like, there is cutscenes and stuff that has stuff that happened to Henry Emily, the business partner.
Yeah, I want to know,
like,
about
really
that.
Dark. But yeah, I feel pretty good about what we told Amanda today.
Now could have a conversation with someone about it.
Absolutely. When I meet Matt Pat, we will talk.
Literally, no. I mean, look, I tried reaching out to him. I've had no success. But when someday we do have him on, because that's my dream, you will be able to just riff on it now.
So you'll have Matt Pat on, and I'll have Keith Morrison on, and we'll bring them on the same episode.
Exactly.
Amazing.
They're basically the same.
Oh, okay. Well,
but it's also important to note that we didn't really get to any of, like, the resolutions of any of this. Like, some of the games do kind of try and, like, resolve this.
Yeah.
But it's just, like, frankly, there's five different endings where it's like, and then they finally kill William Afton, but he's back.
Yeah.
But
we didn't play some of the games.
Yeah, there's one thing he says. He says, I always come back.
Yeah. But you know the general idea. You know it's ghosts now. It's
you
not
guys
fungus.
Have launched me into the beginning of my research journey.
Yeah, and I will be sending you the entire playlist of Matt Pat's explanations.
We should make sure we send her the important ones. You can see, when you get the playlist, you can see there's like some that have like 600,000 views, and then you'll see some that have like 48 million views.
48 million?
Yeah, he's Matt Pat.
And the problem, not the problem, but, you know, when he's making the earlier videos, he doesn't have all the information, like, because no one did. So he's making, like, his theories based on, like, just playing the first two, and then like, by the time the third or fourth one comes out, it'll kind of, like, undermine or cancel, like, things that, like, he
cancel out, yeah.
Like, predicted. So I would recommend, and, you know, we'll try and curate, like, and, you know, maybe we'll post some in the comments, too, or in the description.
Let's do
but it's
it.
Like, hey...
I love that idea.
It's hard journalism and research that he's done. Like, he worked so hard. Don't laugh at that.
No, I'm saying it's there's a truth to it.
I don't even know how many hours he spent researching the gameplay itself, all these forums, and trying to make sense of it all himself. Like, and he truly told an amazing story, so much so that he threw the creator for a loop, and honestly, it all imploded on itself.
Whoa, so he became the mad scientist. No, he's Henry Emily, that's what he was saying.
And then with the VR game, that potentially plays into it, where it's like, oh, he sold off the gameplay, but turns out Springtrap is inside the VR, because you, as an employee of this VR company, are inspecting the games when you're playing them, and you get led down to actually let Springtrap out on accident. It's crazy.
Which is William Afton.
Yeah.
You think. But that's just a theory.
I'm you said it!
So cool.
You said it!
I'm so cool.
Well, thank you both for being here.
Yes, thank you so
both for
much.
For covering this for me, because I didn't know.
And this board, we need to take a picture of this board and post it.
Oh, this is the thumbnail.
Okay.
Just that. None of us.
Right. Just picture Matt Pat.
Amanda, the Five Nights at Freddy's journey has been insane.
Oh, and there's so much I didn't get to say.
I know. Yeah. We scratched the surface. I'm sure there's inconsistencies. Yeah. People
who are watching right now, if you're a FNAF fan and this made your like little soul cringe, I'm so sorry, but it's all just a theory, like Amanda said.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what Amanda's known for saying. That's just a theory.
Yep.
A game theory.
Okay.
Well, now he's never going to come on.
Yeah, I know.
Don't do that. Hey, Henry Emily, it's fine. Just come on the show.
Henry Emily. Yeah, come on down, Henry Emily. Thank you all for watching. Amanda, thanks for being such a sport throughout all this.
Oh, my God. I love it. I was so, so, so curious, and now I have this information. Thanks for spending so much time on it. I appreciate it. I'm excited. I love scary shit.
Love you.
Love you.
All right.
I guess I'm attracted to you. What's going on? Huh?
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.